Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is weddings. And I'm joined by two guests who are married.
We're wedding girls.
Chapel, Rome. Ring the bell. Hi.
Thank you both for being here.
You're so welcome. We're wedding experts.
Okay, good.
Did you say our names?
Courtney and Amanda.
She got married to, I don't even know what his name is.
Philip J. Fry. Wait, no, what's his name? What's the guy's name in iCarly?
Mr. Fry.
That's Futurama, you said.
But what's the name of your guy in front?
Philip Brownlee.
I wasn't far off. Brownlee?
Philip Brownlee.
Brr. You got married to, what's his name?
Karadzey Andreevich Perepechka. No Philip Brownlee, I guess. Not white. Okay.
Guys, we have some really exciting news. On March 8th, we'll be doing Smosh Reads Reddit Stories live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater, but we'll be live streaming it, and you can buy tickets for March 8th to watch it. It'll be our 100th episode.
Oh, my God.
Gonna be really cool. So if you want to get over there and get your pancakes out, it's gonna be a lovely time.
Will they be selling pancakes at the venue?
Oh, my God.
We'll work on that.
I bet they won't, but they have really crazy popcorn flavors,
yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they had, like, a pancakes popcorn.
Pancakes at a theater is pretty intense.
That actually is sick.
But if you do buy tickets and watch the live stream of it, you can make yourself pancakes and take a photo of yourself eating pancakes while watching
That's
it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And that'll be really nice.
And send it in.
For everyone.
And Dynasty is the best.
In-person tickets might be sold out by now, but you can get your tickets at live.smosh.com. The live stream is going to look incredible. It's going to be like you're there. And hope you join us. Anyways, let's get into the show. So, weddings are notoriously problem-free.
Yeah, they're the easiest
what?
Day. You had a wedding.
I had a wedding. And the day was problem-free. The day was actually problem-free.
The day was problem-free.
Yeah, there was, like, nothing that went bad. It was the best day of my life, truly.
Aww.
I think it's actually...
Leading up to it is hard.
I think that's
great.
Actually, in a lot of wedding stories we've read before, it isn't always day of that's necessarily the problem. It is the lead up.
It's the lead that's up. It's like the day before some random shit happens where you have like a sibling or like someone who's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And you're like, I can't. Like my mother-in-law was like, we need to get a live stream for Moscow. I was like... Okay. How do you want me to get a live stream for Moscow? And then there's just a bald guy with huge headphones, like, with a live stream.
DJing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I also feel like the concept of weddings just brings out new, like, flavors of every person that you know. Or not every person, but definitely brings new things to the equation.
People want things that you're like, I didn't realize that was so necessary for you. Like, people are like, can't believe you didn't ask me to, you know, help you with the invitations. It's like, I didn't know you wanted to do calligraphy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
My take on weddings at this stage, after all these stories we've read and all the stories I've heard from people I know, is that in your family, whatever traits that you know certain family members to have, they're going to have the most of that during the wedding.
Yeah.
Like if someone's anxious, you're going to see them at their most anxious.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's jealous, they're going to be at their most jealous.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to elevate every aspect of a human being to another degree.
Yeah.
Anyways, our first story. It was on Am I the Asshole and also got reposted onto Am I the Devil?
Oh, what?
Damn.
Always, always fun when that happens.
We love it.
Here we go. Am I the asshole for changing the wedding venue my fiancé chose to something more flashy as a surprise?
Oh, no.
Okay. I, a 25-year-old man, am marrying a 24-year-old woman this coming October. We both have very large families, but hers is really poor and kind of traditional. As a result, my fiancé has been taught to always go for the cheapest option throughout her life, whether we are going out to eat or buying clothes or going on holiday. Well, we've been planning the wedding, and the choice of venue was typical for her, a small local church where she was christened. Right off the bat, the place isn't suitable for the number of guests who will be invited, and I knew she only chose that location because of money, which is not an issue. I spoke to my father, and he agreed to fund a wedding abroad in Venice. I'm their only child, so getting married is a big deal, and to arrange transportation for all the guests. He agreed to cover all expenses. So obviously, I changed the venue and sent out invitations. I knew the money spent would make her anxious, and she has always dreamed of visiting Venice, so I waited to tell her until it was organized as a surprise. Well, she didn't take it well and said I was a massive asshole and that she had much preferred the church venue. She said it was too embarrassing to cancel it now that I've told people, but seems really mad. I'm confused since that venue was never practical and I'm wondering if I'm the asshole here or if she's overreacting.
Well, I called my father.
And he said, Venice, of course.
But again,
my child. Yes, Venice. I've been there many times.
Yeah. This is tricky. I will say a wedding is supposed to be together. You're supposed to make decisions together. I do think he should have just told her that. Don't make that a surprise.
Don't make it a surprise.
Also, it sounds like she doesn't want to be saved by you, King. Like, I don't know.
Get off your little prince's horse.
Yeah, get off your little prince's horse, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, it has to be a decision together because you take that agency away from her, and it's like so disrespectful. And now it's like, okay, is this your wedding?
Yeah.
Is it my wedding? Like, whose wedding is it?
It definitely like completely erases all the hard work that she did. And like, I can see a world where like, oh, the idea of that is really lovely. Like, surprise, you're getting married in this incredible city. But it's like, you didn't really talk to her about why that church was important to her. You assumed that it was because it was the cheapest option, but you also literally said that's where she was christened. Maybe that's a family church that's actually important to her that,
right.
that you just didn't pay attention to.
Right.
And like, or you could have surprised her with like a honeymoon to Venice. Like,
yes.
If you want to surprise her with something amazing, do that, because like the wedding part also, it's like those are big expenses that I think once you are going to be married, like big expenses, it's a team discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you nailed that, because I also think it might be really embarrassing. She sounds like she has a lot of pride. Like, it might be really embarrassing for her to be like, well, yeah, he just paid for it all. And like, the little church that I got christened in, it has probably memories for her.
Yeah.
That's the thing with weddings. It's like there's so much deep emotional thorns that people don't realize are there. And it's like, don't surprise your own fiancé. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just don't.
Just rip the carpet
off. Because weddings have a lot of identity to them. It's like, oh, this is about us and our mm-hmm. story and what's important to us. And now when you don't clue a person in on their own wedding...
Yeah, and isn't like when it's a destination wedding, it's like the couple picks a place that's like important to them or that they both agree that they really love or like something like that, right?
Yeah, and also think about that. Maybe her family won't feel good about being like, oh, all expenses paid for. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe her family's like, no, like that's not okay with me.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I solved it. My father.
Yeah.
The verdict is asshole, and it seems like the reception from the comments is very much, yeah, you're being super disrespectful towards her, and it is really disrespectful. Even if the initial thought is nice of like, oh, I want to do this thing for you, it still just comes across as if he's not taking her opinions and decisions that seriously.
Yeah, and there's also like, because bringing that up of like how it feels to suddenly have everything paid for, like, when I was growing up, our home like was a lot more low income side. Like, mm-hmm. so I've grown up with, I feel a lot of guilt and like a lot of weird kind of shame when people are going out of their way financially for me in a place, especially when I don't expect it. I'm like, I don't know how to act right now at a deep level.
Yep.
And just the so much work she put in the beginning is what matters, I think, the most too.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So the verdict was asshole. Some comments. Someone said, you're the asshole. You gave her no say in any of it. Picked a venue, picked a different country, scheduled for a date, made the guest list, choose the invitations, Maybe she chose the church because of personal meaning. Maybe she chose it because it was cheaper. The wedding should be planned by both of you, which means if you didn't like the venue, it's fine to say no. Try to find a venue you are both okay with, something bigger, more options, but still relatively local. Mm-hmm. Did you even confirm that her closest family would be able to make it? Even if your dad pays for all travel expenses, not everyone can afford to take off work or can travel that far. She'd probably enjoy it a lot more as a honeymoon. And if you have such vastly differing opinions about money, there are major conversations you need to have in general before marriage, which hopefully doesn't happen because she deserves someone who respects her. Do you live together? How are bills paid?
Oh, is this Redditor a therapist? Like, what? No, honey, you're not getting paid for this post.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, come up with the best possible comment for this really post.
And apparently that comment was abbreviated too. So they,
wow,
they went ham on him.
Damn.
Ham on him.
Never heard you say that.
But that is a good point of like, how are other people going to get there? A destination wedding
sometimes
is a big
physically
deal.
They can't get there.
Yeah. So that is something to consider.
Yeah.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. A marriage is supposed to be a partnership. You operated completely behind her back, then revealed it once it was a fait accompli. That's French for an accomplished fact. They could have written that.
You just went ham on that.
Ham on him.
How can you be confused about her reaction? You think you sent the message, he's willing to get his parents to do extravagant things for us. Or if you didn't tell her it's daddy's money, he's willing to spend so much to give me nice things. The message you actually sent is, he does not give one benighted fuck about my feelings and desires. He's always going to be making huge decisions behind my back. You'll be lucky if she doesn't call it off.
Ooh.
Lastly, someone said, I knew the money spent would make her anxious and she always dreamed of visiting Venice. So why didn't you just plan to honeymoon there?
I feel like, to me, it just sounds like this person doesn't fully know their fiancé. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you get to a place, and I know people get married early on, but you kind of get to a place where you're like, oh no, I don't know if they're gonna like that. And like, clearly, it's not the first time he's been like, surprise, we're going to this fancy dinner place. And she's like,
yeah. Well, she's like, what's my favorite color?
He clearly
tell me what my favorite color is. He's like, money.
It's very true. Like, he clearly doesn't know her because her reaction was an extreme opposite of what he thought it was going to be.
Right.
And so that means like, oh, you're way off on what her values are. You don't understand her.
Yeah.
And he's taking it personally, even though he didn't do anything. His dad is doing, like,
made the decision to do all this. Like, he made the decision to basically plan a whole new wedding behind her back.
Right. I get that. It's like, at that point, he's putting his own work above hers. But, like, it's also, like, she might value money differently than he values money. And, like I said, like, when it's a team decision like that, like, that's a lot of money that's, like, what if I actually wanted that for our eventual child or pet or home? Like, that's why we didn't do a lot of the things that people do when they for spending on a wedding is because we wanted to spend it on other things.
Right, exactly. Even, I'm thinking, like, if I had all that money, would I want to spend it in a lavish wedding in Venice with all those people? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, that might be nice to, like, have as, like, a 2-week thing with just my partner and have family come meet us. Like, there was just no, anyways.
I love that. Wouldn't that be nice? I've never been to Italy.
You would fucking love it. The Amalfi Coast is, I think, the most beautiful place in the world as far as I've been to.
Let's book it, let's go.
We're going to the White
Lotus.
All Smosh goes to the Amalfi Coast.
Our next story, this also comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for refusing to attend my sister's wedding after what she did to my fiance?
Damn. What'd she do?
What'd she do?
It could be a lot of things.
What did she do?
Kissed him and fucked him.
Yeah.
I'm
so glad you said it because I was
going to
say it and I was like, Amanda, stop.
Let's
and then I was like, fucked him.
Kissed him and also fucked him. Let's see what happens.
Sorry.
So good.
So this is a 28-year-old woman. So my sister, Ella, who's 31, is getting married in 2 weeks. We've always been close, even though we have our differences. I've always been more of a laid-back, introverted person, while Ella is the life of the party and loves being the center of attention. It never bothered me much until now. I've been engaged to my fiancé, Mark, who's 29, for about a year. He's wonderful, kind, supportive, and just an all-around great guy. My family has always liked him, or so I thought, but about a month ago, something happened that made me question everything. Ella asked Mark to meet her for coffee one day, saying she needed help picking out a wedding gift for me. I didn't think much of it at the time, but when Mark came home, he was really quiet. After some coaxing, he finally told me what happened. Apparently, Ella spent the entire time trying to convince him that I wasn't right for him. She told him I was too boring, that I wasn't ambitious enough, and that he could do better. She even went so far as to suggest that he could call off the engagement and see other people. Mark was completely blindsided and upset. He said he defended me, but it was clear that Ella was relentless. I was furious when I found out. I confronted Ella, and she didn't even deny it. She said she was just looking out for Mark and that she wants the best for him. When I asked her why she thought it was her place to interfere in our relationship, she just shrugged and said she was being honest. I told her that
Okay, Sheena. Sorry.
I told her that what she did was completely out of line and hurtful, not just to me, but to Mark as well. She didn't apologize. Instead, she doubled down, saying that if I was confident in my relationship, I wouldn't be so upset. I ended up leaving her house in tears. Since then, I've barely spoken to her. My parents found out about the situation, and while they agreed that what Ella did was wrong, they're begging me to still attend the wedding. They think that missing it would cause a huge rift in the family and that I should just let it go for the sake of peace. But I don't know if I can. Every time I think about what she did, it makes my blood boil. I feel betrayed and hurt, and I don't know if I can just pretend everything is fine for her big day. Mark supports whatever decision I make, but I can tell he's hurt by this too. So, am I the asshole for refusing to go to my sister's wedding after what she did to my fiancé?
Whoa! Sister, sister. No more, sister.
Yeah. Sorry.
Period.
I can't, like, what, I don't understand why this sister's looking out for not her sister, but the sister's fiance.
That's so weird.
Also, like, the fact that she's planning her wedding, apparently was going to get a wedding gift for her sister, like, all this is happening. This bride takes the time to stop, pivot, and go and do this? Take the time and dedicate time and effort to do this to her own sister?
And boring? I'm sorry, what is that? What? Why do we say boring anymore? Who knows?
What even is boring?
I don't even know what boring is.
Yeah.
Get out of someone's relationship that you're not in. Maybe boring is like, let's eat dinner at 6 and go to bed at 8. Fine.
Sorry, my sister doesn't think I'm hot, so you shouldn't date me anymore.
Yeah.
It's one of those insults. I mean, almost any version of what the sister said to the fiancé would have made her look bad, right? But boring is such a specific insult that I think makes, if you're calling someone boring, I think it always makes you look immediately horrible.
Yeah, like an ass.
Because it's like, that's not really an insult.
Mm-hmm.
That's just you being a bully.
Yeah.
No, this sister gives really, like, a lot of red flags. Like, just immediately. It's also, like, how she responded when she was confronted. When OP confronts her and she's like, well, I'm just being honest. I'm looking out for him. Like, completely devaluing her as a person. Mm-hmm. Caring about this other guy more than her. Completely belittling her and making her feel like nothing. Why would she want to go to this person's wedding? This person doesn't want her at the wedding, clearly.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait. What if there's something going on? What if the sister was, like, kind of testing Mark? Because maybe she has a crush on him, and she wanted him to be like,
ugh.
God, you're so right. I wish,
that's believable.
I just wish she was you.
Anything is believable. It's possible she's just jealous of her sister. I mean, that's possible. I mean, there's a million possibilities. It doesn't really matter what the reasoning is when you're doing something so shitty like that.
Would you guys still go to your sibling's wedding if they did that?
It's, you know why it's hard for me to imagine? Because it's so out of character for my siblings.
I would, and I would wear something so fucking hot. I would wear the most,
You would get vengeance.
I would wear the most unboring dress.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
wear black or something crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would definitely go.
But as a means of, like,
I don't know if it's full revenge, but I would definitely go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something there of, like, there's protecting your heart, and then, like, it's very vulnerable for her to still go after something like that. This day is about this person who really did something vile. If I had found out that someone did that to my, like, if my friend did that to their sister, I would be like, whoa, I don't know if I can, like, be friends with someone who does that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it'd be really hard to go and like, be happy for them. Because this is diabolical.
Yeah.
I also, like, feel like I would want more information. I'd be like,
I know,
what's
I'd be
going
like,
on here?
Yeah, like, yeah. Where did this come from? And yeah, I can understand why it's not like if you go, all these other, like, there's weddings, there's so much going on. And, like, if anything, like, yeah. obviously her fiance is going to be there with her. And, like, they have each other to, like, and it's like, oh, look at us, this boring couple that you hate. Like, is that your wedding? You spent all this money on. Yeah, I almost wanted to make the joke of, like, brides will do anything to cut down on costs.
True. It's like,
I need to make sure people don't go.
We have no seats for you guys.
In her situation, whatever she wants to do is within her rights to do. And, I mean, if she doesn't want to go, she doesn't have to go. Like, that's, she does not owe her sister anything after that. No. So, but it's always interesting when people talk about family stuff, like, it's hard, you can't, like, judge what people decide, you know, because I know it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if, I think people should have the right to make that decision to be like, I'm not going to this wedding. It's like, yeah, you don't have to go, because that's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, is your sister even going to go to your wedding? Like,
yeah, it doesn't sound
the signs
like
point to no.
She's not the
I wouldn't. I will say, even if she goes to her sister's wedding, it's now more of a question of, do you let your sister go to your wedding? Like,
that's so true.
What is she gonna do at your wedding?
So true.
That's more the fear there. Comments. Parents think OP not attending the wedding would cause a rift in the family. No, Ella caused the rift by meeting Mark and trying to ruin OP's relationship. The blame is on Ella, not OP. You are right. OP will get the blame for her reaction. No one will be concentrating on Ella's behavior that started this whole issue.
Mm.
I think, and this that's true. It is absolutely true. And I think the trend that I've seen at this stage with families, because they're always trying to keep the peace, there's always the sibling that is doing the chaotic thing or doing the horrible thing, but the family never goes after them. And it might be because the family knows, like, oh, we're not gonna
F with that.
Yeah, it's too deep.
We're not gonna be able to get through to them.
No. Mm-hmm.
But we do have a sibling who is, or a kid who has a little more logic to them. So we can make sure that they just deal with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Be the punching bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we can't deal with the person who's throwing all the punches. Someone said, I don't think the sister is so much in love with Mark as she is addicted to attention and control, and the fact that her sister has anything at all, including a good man, bothers her. It doesn't matter that the sister has her own man and is getting married. It doesn't even matter if the man she is marrying is a good person who is loving and devoted to her. There is someone in proximity to her and her sister that she does not feel ownership of. Somebody who likes her sister better than her, and she's not used to that.
Oh.
She's the star of the show. In her own mind, everyone prefers her. Everyone should. She's not comfortable with her sister being somebody's primary. I'm sure there are many reasons why she is jealous, but I think a lot of it comes down to needing to have dominance over her sister in every possible way. Truly sick.
Someone speaking from experience.
I'm like, okay, like, you might be right, but
hey, dominated?
What's going on in your
life? Yeah, it's like, and their name is Sally and they're 35.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theories in the comments. And look, one of them's probably right. I also think these comments are speaking from personal experience a little bit too.
Of course.
Lastly, someone said, missing a wedding would cause a huge rift, but trying to blow up OP's relationship doesn't. Why aren't the parents asking Ella to apologize to keep the peace? Why isn't she being asked to be the bigger person? I rarely go hard for no contact on this sub, but in that position, I would have zero contact with Ella and say that Mark felt so uncomfortable that OP is just looking out for his best interests, not the asshole. It really is such a betrayal.
Damn.
It's such a betrayal.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone so close to me normally, or I don't know how close they were before this, to go and go so far out of their way to do something so personal and horrible. And, like, jealousy does seem like the root of it, regardless of the kind of jealousy. Jealous of, being chosen or not being chosen by this guy, or that she has feelings for him, or she's just jealous that this person is getting any attention for being engaged at all. Like, I get it.
I'm never quick based on just one story to jump to the cut people off advice.
Yeah.
And that's only because I don't know the history, right?
Right.
Now, if this, what I assume and what I do believe is usually the case, because that's such extreme behavior, is it probably was a pattern. If you probably sat down and talked to OP and you're like, so has your sister done anything like this before? I would bet money that most likely it's, she's done similar things. She's
probably gotten rid of her friends. She's probably done this to, like, good friends of OP.
And at that stage, when it's a pattern, it's like, all right, you do have to cut them off.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen to you. And if this isn't going to stop, they are actively harming you.
But if this is out of the blue, which it's not.
It's just not.
The family would be like, whoa, what's going on? But instead they're like, hey, you know, don't do this to your sister. And it's like, there's always that one, there's always that family that protects the one who's like the wild card. Because I think they're fearful of that person as well. Mm-hmm. Mm, so.
I think if this was truly out of the blue, the family's reaction would have been so different.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, whoa, what? Like, we got to talk to her. Yeah.
Stop that. Tell me there's an update.
No.
What?
Sorry.
I know that there's something going on there.
No, I know. I know.
Okay, then I need to vent just a little bit more then. Because this sister didn't even go, hey, here's all the horrible things this person has ever done. You shouldn't be them. She completely ripped apart this person's existence. Of like, you're boring. Not even like, oh, she's a bad person. She's like mean to service workers. It's like, no, she's boring. She's lame. She's low vibes.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Low vibes.
Low vibrations. I don't know. I heard that on Vanderpump last night.
Low vibes.
Low vibes.
It's going to be my new thing.
You're Shame. At a lower vibration
low vibes.
Level. I am at a higher vibration level.
Low vibes.
That's what I heard Lala say on VPR. I'm sorry. That's also why I said, okay, Sheena, because Sheena is the patient zero pick-me girl. And she does horrible things. Like, she'll say something horrible and then be like, hey, why'd you say something horrible like that about me to my own mom over text? And she goes, I'm just being honest.
Who's this person?
Vanderpump Rules.
Sheena.
Low vibes.
Low vibes. Vibrations.
I do it to myself, you know.
I know.
Make myself look old.
Well, the show's been on for like 10 years.
Yeah, so true.
They're all old.
Okay.
Our next story comes from Today I Fucked Up, and it's from a few years ago. Today I fucked up by trying to fly my drone at my sister's wedding reception.
Whoa!
Flying your drone at your, not your drone at your sister's Hell wedding yeah. reception.
So this had actually happened about a week ago. I wanted to shoot some cool overhead footage at my sister's wedding reception, and it was a pretty windy day. I go for this shot where I start close and fly out backwards, zooming away from the party. Just as I do this, there's a strong gust of wind that pushes my drone backwards so fast, I didn't have enough time to react as it went into the trees. Now, this is a DJI drone, so it has sensors to try and keep distance from objects automatically. The drone kept getting stuck in branches, getting itself out of them, only to fly right into another branch. All while this is going on, the whole wedding reception is gasping and moaning because I was so close to flying it out of the trees. All of a sudden, it flips over sideways, and that was it. Sploosh. Into the water below. Yeah. There was a river, forgot to mention that. The drone had tumbled through the branches, bouncing off each one, just barely slipping out of their clutches, only to meet its ultimate demise into the depths of the river. This was quite the spectacle for everyone at the reception, but it gets worse. As people were coming up to me and sharing their condolences, a few mentioned the same crazy idea. You gotta go into the water and retrieve it. I'm fully dressed up for this wedding, and I realized what that meant. I juggled the idea around in my head for a few minutes before I realized I had already lost my drone. Can't get any worse from here. So I stripped down to my underwear in front of the whole reception. Everyone was shocked someone was already taking their clothes off despite not having consumed any alcoholic beverages. I stand at the edge of the water, look down, and, "Sir, do not jump in the water. We have someone on their way to help fish your drone out of the water." You see, the wedding was at a private park, and apparently some of the staff had caught on that I was about to jump into the river, which apparently was off limits. Of course, they waited until I had stripped down to tell me someone was on their way. So here I stand, pretty much naked, in front of the whole reception. Everyone is just staring at me, dead quiet. All of a sudden, my grandma starts laughing and runs to me, asking someone to take a picture of us, with me still in my underwear. This was quite the hit, as everyone found themselves waiting to come up and take pictures with me. Shame, embarrassment, sorrow. I'm not sure which emotion I felt more, but I had accepted my fate at this point and had no other choice than to stand there while everyone laughed and took pictures of me, as I was cold and vulnerable. I finally get my clothes back on when the staff shows up to get the drone out of the water with a little fishing net. The water was 12 feet deep, while the net was like 4 feet in length max. And that was it. My drone, along with my dignity, were lost forever that day.
Oof.
We have video.
Can I just say, this guy loved that this happened.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking loved stripping down.
I literally would not have believed the story was real until I remember that there's video and photos, because I literally, it was giving, and everyone clapped. the way he wrote it.
Wait, you said a picture?
Yeah,
picture.
And here's some photos of him in his underwear.
Got some good definition. Nice.
He's I was like,
I hope he
saw. It's so interesting that he was in sorrow and despair and yet posted them on his Reddit post.
You're like, what's the build of a drone pilot? It's that.
At least he's wearing like compression
boxer
underwear.
Briefs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
tidy whities.
Not some tidy whities or some loose.
Yeah, that are just
no. This guy was so excited to write this tale out.
Oh, he loved it. He loved it.
Wait till I get on Reddit.
He's like, oh, the censors.
Can I act out what I think the gasping and moaning was like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so good. It's like, oh no.
See,
was that Christopher Walken there?
No.
I love when there's proof that this is a real story.
Yeah.
Also, so, this is written, the way it's written, you're like, this is real.
Is his sister the bride?
Must be.
Because she's probably like, God freaking damn it.
Dang it, Mark.
Mark. And he's like, I wanted to get aerial shots of your gorgeous wedding. She's
and
like,
he has the footage. The footage is there.
I just love the way he wrote it.
Because I thought it was fake, the way it was written.
Really?
I did. I was like, this is, come on. This is embellished or at the very least. But so it kind of puts things into perspective a little bit that, people really do live and write like that.
Mm-hmm. When you guys were about to get married, did you go down this rabbit hole of wedding videos? Maybe it was just me. How many drone shots were in wedding videos?
Oof,
where I was like, why?
People love their drones.
And it's fine, like, get it. But it's also just like, what?
You're
not this queen of Dubai. Like, what's happening?
You're not the queen of Dubai.
People love their drones. I remember one time, a previous apartment that I was living in. It was an apartment building, as they are. But I was on like the third or fourth floor of this apartment building. And one day I'm outside on my balcony and I see this drone flying around. And I see it flying far away, like out of the distance of my sight. And I'm like, whoa, look at that. That's crazy. And it's flying all over the place. And all of a sudden it comes right back to like my balcony. And I see it just go into someone's window. And then they shut their window. And I was
like,
that's crazy.
It's like Shane Top, Smosh.
It's like, you have been spotted.
No, that's
handsome
illegal.
Guy alert. I'm like, oh no, it's hunting handsome men. And found
him. He was spotted.
This story has brought the worst out of you, man.
On the topic of wedding videos, though, there is one that I always show everybody that is like the most, it's the Cole and Sav LeBrant family wedding video. It's got bajillions of views. And I think it's like shot by the same people who did like Twilight or something like that. It looks insane where there's crazy drone shots, slow motion. Everything feels so intense where like there's one shot where it's like the men are gathering.
Of course.
And the men, and then they like do like, it's like the hug and the pat, and they added like a boom sound. It was like, boom, men.
Yeah.
It was just so, and I'm like,
and the women touch each other and it's just, nah. They just add sounds of, nah.
What's a woman sound?
Some comments. They definitely won't let you forget this, so you might as well try and own it. Someone else said, we can pinpoint a moment in any Today I Fucked Up where a vital error was made. For you, it was this. I juggled the idea around in my head for a few minutes before I realized I had already lost my drone. Can't get any worse from here. Lastly, someone said, at least you didn't hit the bride with it. That's true.
Yeah, I thought when he said splash, I was like, not the cake.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Oh no, the cake.
That was the two chefs coming out. They're like, oh.
Whoa.
And she's like, Mark.
He's like, oh.
And then he strips down for no reason. He's like, oh. Uh-huh. She's like, Mark, no.
Mark. You're so boring.
I'm so boring.
All right.
Imagine.
Our next story. Am I the asshole? And also another Am I the Devil?
Oh. The devil's asshole, eh?
We like that.
And we like that.
There it is.
We like that.
Here we go. Am I the asshole for making it clear how I'm not entirely happy at my best friend's wedding during my maid of honor speech? Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, you God, are.
No. You had to ask the internet this question.
You are.
Oh no, but okay, but oh no, let's listen.
Huh? All right. On Saturday, my childhood best friend got married. Her husband is very lovely and he takes care of her. They've been together for 7 years and I've known him pretty well through my friendship with my best friend. But after they got serious, things changed. Our friendship changed. And yeah, a lot of you will say this is natural and priorities change, and I agree. I agree that things cannot always be the same and how her priority now is her husband and the family she'll create with him. But still, I feel completely mad about it. I know I should respect her and move on with my life, but I have to also make peace with the fact that this change does not make me feel well. I was her maid of honor, a great honor indeed. The entire time of the ceremony, I was sobbing, not because I felt touched, but because I mourned our friendship. Ooh. That day was the day that my hopes of things returning back to what they used to be were gone. Everyone thought it was cute and how touched and happy I was, but I was not, but I couldn't say it out loud. I had a maid of honor speech ready, but all of it was just a lie, so I decided to scrap my actual maid of honor speech and speak honestly. I said that I don't want to lie, I want to be honest, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy that this person she married is the reason our friendship changed. I'm not happy on this day. I just pretended the whole day out of her sake, but it would be a shame for me to get up there and lie about how happy and excited I am. I said I'm not happy, but regardless, I have to suck it up and congratulate the happy couple. There was awkward silence for 2 to 3 minutes after my speech. My BFF was whispering something with her new husband. The entire night, my BFF ignored me. I asked to speak to her, and she angrily told me how it's not the right time. Many guests gave me judgy looks. It had been 2 days, and my BFF hadn't texted or called me and also ignored my texts and calls. During that time, many of our common friends said that what I did was very selfish and that masking selfishness as honesty is not an excuse to make things awkward at the wedding. My BFF contacted me 2 days after and only asked me if my purpose was to ruin the mood of her wedding. I said no. The purpose was to be honest. She said I'm trying to play the victim and how she can't believe I haven't even shown a bit of remorse about what I said. I said I can't apologize for being honest. She said many people believe I'm the asshole, including her. Her husband now feels uncomfortable about me. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Oh, wee!
Girl.
Girl,
take her out for coffee. What she's feeling is very real. A lot of people feel this. But, like, there is a time and a place. Like, take her out for coffee and be like, I'm struggling right now. And have the conversation then.
Yeah, this is not the stage at the end of Mean Girls when you're holding the crown and you're like, I just...
This is not your moment.
No.
Oh, my God.
Like, also, like, again, another, I'm just being honest.
Yeah. No.
Okay? That doesn't make it right, okay?
Low vibes.
It's also, what do you want?
Low vibes.
It's also, I mean, I think my thought for so many situations is what do you want to happen, right?
Right.
Like, do you want your friendship to be back? Because this is a guaranteed way to make sure it never comes back.
I think she only feels her pain. I think she genuinely thought that her friend would be like, oh my God, I had no idea. Hey, I won't cut the cake right now.
Guys,
let's talk.
I won't cut the cake right
everybody,
now.
Hey, everybody, go home.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I need to talk to my friend for a bit.
I need to talk to my best friend.
No, speaking of everybody, like, how uncomfortable is that? That you're like, because you're like, you're right, your feelings are valid, but you're choosing to take a microphone and like some like 85-year-old grandpa who's never seen you before in your life is now hearing your problems. Like, we've all seen a speech where it's like, oh, that was a little personal. Okay,
but yeah, moving on.
Like, don't commandeer an entire speech that the bride asked you to do with the mission and the purpose of talking about positive things. You can still be honest and not display your feelings. There's plenty of positive things to say of, it is so wonderful that whatever her name is found the love of her life. That is a fact, and that doesn't erase your facts.
But she is admitting here that she's just not happy for her friend. I just think she was only thinking about what her friend can give her. She's like, oh, our friendship is gone.
Oh, that's what it was. It's like, I feel like it's a meme almost, where it's like, yeah, we all know that when people get married or when they get into a serious relationship, you kind of see them less because they found someone that they really love spending a lot of time with.
Yep.
Like, people joke like, oh, guess we're never, like, especially when they have a kid, it's like, oh, we're never gonna see him again, that day with the ball and chain. Like, it's not a new, you're not the first person to ever experience this. It's just so completely blind to other people.
But it's also getting blamed on marriage when it's also that they've gotten older. And as you get older, typically life piles on more layers of things that cause you to drift apart because, yeah. I mean, at this age, in my 30s, I know people who are in relationships, who are married, who are single, and I think that happens regardless of your situation.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that happen in life as you get older that it's not as easy to just be like, oh, we're hanging out every mm-hmm. week.
Right. You know? You just like, don't. Yeah, exactly. Regardless of who you're with or if you're single or not, as you get older, you don't have the time and space to be like, hey, let's like talk every single night on the phone for hours yeah. and hours. Like that, we've all had those kind of friendship breakups and they're extremely painful mm-hmm. and they are valid.
Yeah.
But damn, there is a time and a place, girl.
I just yeah. think the way that you go about this doesn't have to also be, even if she got coffee with her and told her this in this manner, I still think I would view it as kind of being,
yeah,
I don't know if
hard.
It's like an asshole thing as much as it's more like what you're screwing yourself over, right?
Yeah.
Present this to her, I mean, sooner than, don't let it get to this point if it's so important to you, but present it to her of like, hey, like, I feel like we don't hang out as much anymore. Like, well, I'd love to hang mm-hmm. out more. Like, present it in a fun way. Present, like, but...
And maybe there are reasons that she's distancing herself.
I know.
Also.
I'm now questioning of, like, is this a friend where she made her maid of honor, but is that because if she didn't,
right.
too intense? It reads to me a little bit of, like, maybe she is drifting away from you because it's not...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah.
not feeling like you're actually there for her.
Yeah,
I mean, she proved here that she's not her friend.
Yeah, because like you're like, I've lost a friend in this. Who are you blaming? Are you calling her a bad friend? Because you are not a prime example of a good
right.
friend right now.
Right.
Because no. I feel like, especially a maid of honor, it's like Google like things to think about as a maid of honor. Number one priority, the bride and their happiness is yeah. as the maid of honor, right? And like, absolutely, that's not being considered at yeah. all in those moments.
Right.
Like.
It's so frustrating, though, how often people use being honest as an excuse to just be selfish.
Completely.
Yeah. Horrible. Comments, you're the asshole. That was a personal conversation, and you made it public. I would cut you out of my life if I were the bride.
Damn.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. It's your best friend's wedding day, and you are trying to make it all about yourself. How much more egotistic and selfish can one be? It's not the time or the place to be honest about your feelings on the friendship. If you felt like you couldn't do the job of being a happy and supportive maid of honor, you should have just declined the role from the very beginning. You owe your friend an apology, although I don't think she'd want to be your friend anymore mm-hmm. at this point.
Mm-hmm.
OP responded to another comment. She said, she's not on her honeymoon. Her honeymoon will be in July. I didn't bother her on the honeymoon. I am flexible and I understand how things can change, but I still have certain feelings about those changes. Someone said to that, and it's okay for you to both feel that way and express them, but at an appropriate time. Obviously, this wasn't it. Also, I don't care if their trip is in July. The time immediately after a wedding is a honeymoon period. You should apologize because it's the right thing to do, mm-hmm. but you shouldn't expect her to ever talk to you again. OP also commented underneath all of this saying, I've been in therapy, I still am. My therapist said it's about my codependency issues and how I should make peace with my feelings so it will be easier to move on and how sucking it up won't help. I did this because I thought it would help me move on more easily and honestly, I didn't think it had caused that much backlash. I didn't mm-hmm. consider it to be honest, which might be a wrong call. Oh, so it was about you. She's like, oh, this is about me moving on. It's like, cool, man.
It was all about her.
Yeah.
I really question what's actually being said between her and her therapist.
I mean, girly,
I don't
you are not
anything.
Flexible either. You were not flexible when you needed to unload all this. And, like, I get it. Sometimes when you're in therapy a lot, you feel a lot more compelled to just, like, really
yeah.
open up.
Right.
To people that aren't just your therapist sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she felt very compelled with that microphone to unload stuff that...
Right.
Yeah, she should have said all of that to her therapist before going to a wedding. If this was something she'd been feeling, like...
Right.
I've had big events that I was like, I need to prepare for this. I'm going to have, like, an extra session.
Yep.
Just so I can really, like, prepare and know how to handle myself.
She's just someone who doesn't know how to take care of herself, it sounds like. She doesn't... know how to prepare for herself. And, like, I think that she needed to go through this. Unfortunately, the bride got effed over because
yeah.
of it.
It sucks.
Imagine if the 85-year-old grandpa I referenced earlier was just like, boo, boo,
boo,
boo,
boo,
boo,
shame, boo. I love the 85-year-old grandpa because I can see him. He's just like,
I flew in from Florida.
He's like, I have 3 months to live and you're doing this.
You know there was some 95-year-old there being like, who's that?
Like, you're like a president. Time.
Like, he forgot about it by the end of the night.
He's like, was that the bride?
Is that Mary?
Any updates?
No.
Okay.
Okay, where's the update this episode?
I know, seriously.
I don't think there's gonna be an update
She's
on
like,
that one.
So I was really flexible and I showed up on their honeymoon and I was like, hey, listen, guys, we need to talk.
Update, guys, I apologize and I'm really sorry and everything's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This next title is interesting.
Oh, boy.
Am I the asshole for refusing to leave a wedding because I wore a dress that looks white under a black light?
Where are we?
Crime scene wedding.
I love that. Forensics. Save the date.
A few months ago, I attended a close friend's wedding with my husband. I wore a yellow dress. Think like Belle in Beauty and the Beast yellow. Bumblebee yellow. So yellow that I did not question if it was appropriate or not to wear to a wedding, and neither did my friends nor family. I arrive at the wedding. We have the ceremony, the cocktail hour, the dinner, and the reception. I get many compliments on the dress, and the bride even comments on how much she loves it several times. Towards the end of the reception, the venue dimmed the lights and turned on some black lights. These black lights made my dress appear more white than yellow. A member of the wedding party approached me while the black lights were on and stated that I needed to leave because my dress was white and inappropriate. I stated that the dress was yellow, but the black lights were making it appear white. The member of the wedding party stated that if I didn't leave, she would make me. I stated, I'm here to celebrate my friend, repeated that the dress was yellow, and said I will not be leaving early. Bride and groom hadn't left yet, and I came from overseas. The conversation, while heated, did not have raised voices or foul language from either side, but I will say it was tense. The wedding party member walked off, and I watched as they immediately went to talk to the groom, angrily pointing in my direction.
Ooh.
The groom shrugged and continued to dance.
Of course. Duh.
The groom was drunk. The next morning, I was approached by a different friend at breakfast, not in the wedding party, who stated that they heard what happened and that I should have left when asked because it made people uncomfortable and that I made it about me partying rather than respecting wedding etiquette. I have felt incredibly embarrassed about this since. So am I the asshole for not leaving the wedding when asked? Edit here. Also, the most controversial thing seemed to be the blacklight dance party at this wedding. It was the last hour or so and was just a way to have fun. It was not as weird or as tacky as people are making it out to be. Here's a photo of the dress.
Stunning! Is that her?
No, I think it's like the
that's
shop.
Probably a model. In
you know what's
and like,
so...
It's very Photoshopped.
Like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately is, like, the concept of being offended on behalf of someone else.
Right.
And, like, the bride never said anything. The literal groom shrugged and
didn't
kept
care.
Dancing. And also, like, the bride had talked to this person. She knew the dress was yellow.
I think to a certain degree, being offended on someone else's behalf is controlling behavior.
Yeah.
Like, they're making it about themselves somehow in that moment. Like, why were you guys uncomfortable? You weren't getting married. Like, is your attention span that short that you didn't see this yellow dress? Like, I know we don't remember every single person at a party, but, like, hello?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. It's like, you think this person showed up with a white wedding dress at the end of the night in the last hour? We've been here for 6 hours.
No, I definitely not the asshole. I think that behavior is absolutely outrageous. Like, I would look at that person and be like, go in a hole. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go away. Stop talking to me. I think some people go to weddings to be like, I'm going to avenge everything bad that's ever happened to me ever on other people.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, that's so projecting.
Like, other people being like, you made a bunch of us uncomfortable. It's like, okay, were you getting married? Also, you're uncomfortable at something that wasn't actually happening.
And
nothing
leave?
Was happening.
Yeah, and to leave... I'm just, like, I'm stunned by this.
Yeah, like I said, also, last hour of the reception.
You know, those last the last hour at reception.
The last hour,
they
nobody's
can be
even,
messy.
Yeah, they can be messy.
Nobody's coherent in the last
no,
hour.
No, we had to hear about it later. And this lady, this clearly was an angry drunk. And Love House just like, it's a person in the bridal party. Clearly they didn't go and like go to the bride and go, hey, I don't know if you noticed this, like, are you okay with this? Are you okay? And if the bride was like, oh, actually, her dress is yellow. I guess the black light makes it funny. Anyway, like, one conversation. Stop being pissed off for people that you don't even know are actually pissed off yet.
Yeah, you know, most of the wedding day is there's memories. It's all heartfelt. The last hour of any wedding is it's basically
it's blackout
it's
time.
Vegas. It's Vegas.
Blackout.
Nobody's gonna remember what happens there.
No,
it's
no.
Cuckoo Bananas Town.
That 85-year-old guy's like Cuckoo Bananas.
He's either dead or gone home and gone to bed. if great.
She's like,
if
Grandpa great, wants you to go.
If great grandpa's still there, he is dead. Just.
Catering's like, we tried to move your grandpa.
We tried to move him.
He has no pulse. It's like, he's fine.
Your grandpa's bones are making the black light make you look you can't.
He's just skin. All the bones broke in his seat. He's just melted skin. And it's like, okay. And she's like, Grandpa, super uncomfortable. It's like, what? I don't even see him. He's a blob of skin.
Whoa.
Anyways. Weddings are crazy.
Also, black lights at a wedding just sounds yeah, like,
get out the
me.
Black lights, dude.
Yeah, what the hell is going
thank
on?
You.
Like, everyone's teeth looks like yellow.
Yeah,
I have
only two veneers here, so I have to keep my mouth shut in black lights because they go bing, and I look. No.
Vampire! Like,
get her out of here. She's a vampire.
Yeah, she's a vampire. She got to go.
Get her out.
Verdict was not the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't do anything wrong. This was clearly a drunk, overprotective bridal party person. Or just, I don't know who it was, but somebody there was overprotective. Comments, not the asshole. Who checks their attire under black lights to see if it passes? Ridiculousness. Rob Dyrdek. I understand if it appeared white
ew,
under normal
don't.
Lights.
You
they
can't,
wrote, you can't write you ridiculousness.
You can't keep that
doing ridiculousness.
No, you just say ridiculous. You don't say ridiculousness.
You can't do this.
I understand if it appeared white under normal lights, but come on, this was an unusual situation at the end of the reception. You are fine, and whomever approached you was completely and utterly out of line. Uh-huh. Some people have nothing better to do than look for problems that don't exist. That had 32,000 upvotes.
Let's go. And also, those people are gonna feel so stupid when they see her Instagram posts, and it's like, yeah. The dress was yellow.
Yeah.
You thought it was blue and white?
Yeah.
That person didn't pay attention to or see her for the whole night until then.
Yeah.
That person doesn't exist. She was
maybe
just parking
it was
cars.
It was like that meme, is the dress white or is the dress yellow? But truly, last thing I'll say about that Instagram is she's going to post pictures of her in this yellow dress and people, like, because I know she's feeling really guilty now that all these random people feel offended for someone
yes.
that isn't offended. They're going to see this and go, oh, it was yellow. Oh. Like, wait.
Someone else commented, if the bride didn't have a problem, then no one needs to chime in with their opinion. The groom shrugged and moved on. This guest was anal. Someone else said,
okay.
Not the asshole. Yellow is not white. And unless they specifically told people not to wear anything that appears white under black light, then it's on them. Info, because I'm nosy. Has the bride or groom said anything to you? In my opinion, if they are okay, then I don't get the friends causing issues. Yes. OP said, no, I've seen them since and neither of them said anything about it. I'm trying to take a generous view and say the bridesmaid was just being protective and doing what she thought was right.
I love that's a forced probably. Update.
Yeah.
Like, that's what commenters should do. Force they should just be like, hey, real quick.
Give us an update or else I think this is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our next story. It's another Today I Fucked Up.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Today I fucked up by accidentally having sex with my cousin at a family wedding.
Talk about Game of Thrones red wedding, yo.
Yo.
Aren't they all cousins? No, I'm just kidding.
Most of them are.
I went to my Lannister wedding. So this happened about 18 months ago, and this is from a few years ago.
Okay.
So this is the olden times.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course.
The before times.
So this happened about 18 months ago, or somewhere in the vicinity of 18 to 20 months. I still get flack from both family and friends. So the setting, my uncle's wedding, it's around autumn and my uncle by my mother's side from an exceptionally large family. This is relevant. Is getting married. Is getting married for the second time. Now, my family is very large. Mm-hmm. My mother has 3 brothers and 5 sisters, all with children of their own, and some even with children of their own now. Mm. The wedding isn't what I would describe as large, pretty much encompassing just family and close friends. All in all, there can't be more than 50 or 60 people there, and around 60%, at a rough estimate or so, are related by blood to me. They make up the majority, is what I'm trying to say, and many are spread over whom I have only briefly met, or in some cases, never met. Well, you can see where this is going. Mm-hmm. For reference, I would be around mid-17 in this story, with the age of consent in my country, UK, being 16. The girl, who we shall call Isla, was 22 or 23. Well, at the reception, I'm having a good time with my sister, parents, and cousins, dancing, heavily indulging in drinking, etc., just generally enjoying myself as it is rare for large family gatherings for us for obvious reasons. A girl I don't recognize begins to dance with me on the very crowded dance floor. She's clearly older than me, but I thought maybe 19 or 20. Anyway, we start dancing, touching, etc. She twerks on me a little, I grind a bit, and I presume nobody noticed due to accumulated intoxication and crowdedness around where we were. One thing leads to another, we start kissing, and she asks me if I want to go upstairs, which I correctly take to mean her room in the hotel. I, of course, being a hormonal teenage boy, still am, jumped at the opportunity and said yes. I should say this wasn't my first time or anything, and by this point, I carried condoms around in my wallet when I went out and knew I would be drinking. So we proceed to discreetly, or so I think, take our leave. Both drunk, obviously, but not to the point of not being in control of our actions or stumbling around slash blackout, etc. I get to her room, a bit of excited talk, and clothes come off. All is going well. Now, I should say that all this time, I'm assuming this girl is a relative or perhaps friend of the bride. Oh boy, I was in for a shock. As we were cleaning up, so to speak, we began a little small talk when before had mostly just been purely sexual. She eventually asks how I know the bride. Let us call her Emma. I stop, thunderstruck. The realization slowly creeped up on me, and oh, the horror. I laugh it off, hoping in vain she is joking, and state I am the son of insert mother's name. The shock is palpable on who I then realized as my cousin's face as she was putting her bra back on. She sort of freaks out and says she is the estranged daughter of one of my uncles who's had a troubled life, whom she had very recently reconnected with. I did not know this. We essentially collectively let out a fuck. From there, we got dressed quickly and decided never to reveal this major cock-up to a soul and hope to God we had not been noticed, alas. We decided it would be best if she were to leave first and that I would follow around 5 to 10 minutes later. Well, I do, she leaves first, and I just kind of stand around in the hallway on my phone, freaking out for a short while until I decide enough time has passed to erode suspicion. Well, the first thing I see when I get down is the look of pure disappointment on my mother's face, the stupid fucking grin on my father's, and half my cousin's faces and my sister looking in disgust as though she was watching a particularly repulsive sea slug. One of my cousins who I am close to pats me on the back, shaking his head and laughing his absolute head off. I know I am defeated then and quietly take a seat, expecting the utter bollocking I will later receive from my family. My elderly 90-year-old grandmother was there for fuck's sake, and word was not quiet. I didn't see Isla or her father again at the reception, and later found out she told him and he took her home, not to the hotel she had booked by way of taxi. So yeah, I accidentally took part in protected, thank God, incest. It is brought up at every, and I mean every family gathering. Oh. A couple of my cousins have taken to playing Sweet Home Alabama and asking when the next date is whenever I enter the room. After soberly explaining to my parents it was an accident and I fully believed she was not a relative, like they should have questioned it, they were okay-ish with it, but still disappointed and annoyed a little. My father asked me how I'd failed to notice Isla, apparently, sat literally in the row behind us, and I had no answer. Gotta work on my observation skills, I guess. Not only do my family still tease me, but my friends found out from my sister within days, and I've been relentlessly teased by them at most social gatherings since.
Ooh.
You can imagine how many cousins slash incest slash Alabama jokes daily. I am ashamed to this day, even more so because she is an objectively attractive woman.
Don't say that!
As one might imagine, the limited interactions we've had since have been extremely strained and awkward, not helped by my dickhead cousins. There is another big family wedding coming up this summer, and since the announcement, the incident, as it's come to be known, has been all that's been discussed within my hearing. Oh, okay.
Damn. Oof. That sucks.
So this guy establishes that 60% of the people there, so more than half, are going to be his relatives. And he's talked about there are plenty of relatives he's never met.
Oh, boy.
And he still took that gamble.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he was 16.
He was 17.
Like, because
I was having fun.
I have a very big family. I was meeting cousins until I was 22. And I probably have more that I have not met.
Right, right, right.
Like, you, how could you not, like,
just while you're dancing, maybe go, so,
like, who do you know here?
Yeah, man, ask that question earlier.
Who do you know here?
Not before you bang.
One of you ask it.
I will say, like, a part of me feels for him. Like, I'm just like, oh, all of this is bad.
Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Of course I feel bad for him.
I'm also just like, stop. Okay, stop teasing him.
Everyone needs to leave him alone. Like, that's horrible. Like, come on. You think he wanted that? Like, obviously, you could tell this kid doesn't feel great about it. Oh, God. What a major cock up.
I feel bad that his whole family's not letting him let this go. Like, I'm surprised they went, you know, I'm surprised in the UK they went for Alabama jokes and didn't go for Game of Thrones jokes, you know?
Maybe this was pre-Game of Thrones.
No, it's 2019.
What?
2019, 2018. No. The Lannisters had been doing their work for years by that point.
Yeah, they had.
We apparently only have one comment to read because a lot of the comments under this were apparently really weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
Got all,
like cousin stuff, huh?
It got all Reddit under there.
Got all Reddit under there.
Got a little Reddit
under
there.
What a cock up.
A major cock up.
Major cock up.
Someone said, hey, you just experienced something that I can guarantee most people have thought about. We all have that one cousin who we wish we weren't related to. Someone commented under that going, do we?
Do we, though?
I imagine this story brought out a lot of the a lot of the trenches
a lot
of
the
internet.
Yeah, the weirdos couldn't hold it in.
They're,
good
like,
thing.
They're like, ah, yes.
See, yes.
I should comment on this.
Brothers, rise. Ew.
Yeah.
God.
Stop.
Update.
Nope. No update.
And that's fine.
People get weird.
There's not much you can say about this other than, like, damn, sucks.
Yeah, dude. All right.
You're weird. You're weird. I'm saying
God. You're weird. And also, did she have her own hotel room? Or did she share that with her father?
Stop.
Our final story. This comes from Relationship Advice and Best of Redditor Updates.
Finally, give us what we want.
There we go. No more devil's asshole.
No more devil's asshole.
Future mother-in-law, who's 54, called me, a 23-year-old woman, stupid, and now I'm considering calling off the wedding. How do I approach the situation?
Okay.
I, a 23-year-old woman, am engaged to John, who's a 24-year-old man. We have been together for 5 years. We want to get married in July of 2025. I always thought that his family liked me because we get along well. He has two older brothers, 26 and 29, both married. Honestly, I was very excited to have them all as my in-laws. They were always kind to me. Some kind of important information. About a year ago when I was scrolling on Instagram, I saw a profile that was kind of cringy, but in a cute way. It was an older woman's profile who shared inspirational quotes. I remember one particular post, and it was something along the lines of, "Only stupid people pretend to know everything. Don't pretend, just ask." Honestly, this quote changed me in a lot of ways. Before that, I was always worried that I might embarrass myself if I didn't know something. And after reading that quote, I realized that if I always pretend that I know everything, then I'll miss out on actually getting to learn about things. Mm. So I decided to change my habits and start admitting that sometimes I genuinely don't know. Someone is talking about the war in Kosovo? Okay, sure, but first let me ask some questions so I can really understand what we're talking about. And I ask a lot of questions sometimes. I sometimes even open the notes app and write in some questions that I later want to find answers to. These are my latest. How does time work in a black hole? Why do some snails have shells and others don't? What food is okay for ducks? How does the light bulb work? The old ones with gas inside them. Does everyone see colors the same, and how can we know that? Sorry for the long introduction, but it was kind of necessary for understanding what kind of person I am. I know that sometimes I might come across as annoying. Now, on to the problem. His parents hosted a small barbecue last weekend only for the family. So it was the mom, 54, dad, 59, brothers, 26, 29, and their wives, 27, 27. I was the last person who showed up because I had to work late. I entered the house, and when I was walking towards the back of the house into the backyard, I heard John's mom talking about me. To be honest, she wasn't talking about me, more like mocking me. I heard her say in a high-pitched voice, "How does the sun work? Where should I put the fork? Why does nobody like me? How do I wipe my ass?" I just stood there. I had this sinking feeling. I couldn't move, so I just stood there. And I heard them all laughing. One of the wives said, "I actually don't mind her always asking questions. I think it's cute." And it made me feel hopeful that they will say something like, "Yeah, sure, we're just playing. We love that." But none of them did. Instead, the mom replied, "It's not cute. She's just stupid." After that, they laughed again. I heard John laughing. My heart kind of broke at that moment because he didn't even say one positive thing. He didn't defend me. He just laughed. I quietly turned around and left the house. I texted John that I got sick and had to stay home. Oh. Now I'm wondering how I should approach this situation. We live together, and I sleep in the guest bedroom for now, and I use the excuse that I don't want him to get sick from being around me. I can't ignore him forever, and I can't pretend to be sick anymore because it's been too long. I'm not sure how to proceed. Maybe it was just a misunderstanding. I'm considering talking to them about this, but I'm also worried that they won't be honest with me. I can't marry him if he really thinks I'm stupid, but I also can't marry into a family who thinks so little of me. But maybe it was a joke, and I shouldn't take it so seriously. I'm so torn apart, and every day I convince myself a bit more that it's okay, and sometimes we should all laugh about ourselves. Now I feel like I'm just going crazy. I would really appreciate some advice.
This breaks my heart.
Dude.
I wish she stepped into the light and was like, "I heard what you guys said."
Yeah, or like texted, like, "Hey, I heard everything."
If she stepped in, she goes, "I've got a question. Why are you all such fucking assholes?"
Yeah.
How many assholes does it take to change a light bulb?
I got a question.
I don't know.
What does it take in one's life to become such a goddamn bastard?
No, honestly, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Her own fiance. Like, what?
Like, dude. Not even saying, "Hey, come on." Like, nothing. Like, that's so hurtful.
No, I would be pissed.
And I feel connected to this story because of two things. There was one girl in my high school growing up that she would unapologetically, most straight face, always, like, if you said a word that was like, "Oh, that's inconceivable," she'd be like, "What's inconceivable?" And I'd go, "Oh," like, and then we'd go, "Oh, it's like this thing." And she just, it wasn't any weird thing at all. And I really, her and I were never close, but I always thought that was so cool about her.
Yeah.
And then there was one great teacher in my life that said, "There's no such thing as a stupid question." And that has stuck with me always as well.
I also like that too. I like people asking questions because I can't stand when people are like, "Yeah, no, I know what it means. I know what it means." It's like, dude.
That to me, frankly, the stupidest people in the world think they're geniuses, right?
Right.
And I mean, they will make it clear. Like, they have the answers to everything. You see it on the internet, right? Like, some event happens and there's a million people you scroll who just have all the answers. And you can tell they don't.
That to me is boring.
It's just, that's a sign of stupidity is you going, yeah, this makes sense to me, so I've got it figured out.
Right.
What she's actually showing a sign of intelligence of recognizing, "Oh, I recognize that I don't have the answers."
Yeah.
And there's curiosity there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a desire for knowledge. That, to me, is intelligence.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, her questions she has in her notes app, some of these are, like, very intelligent questions.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like, "Oh, I've got this stupid question, like, how does time work in a black hole?"
And yeah.
I want anyone to try to answer that. Ask that to
the
family.
Yeah.
She should have stepped into the light and been like, "How does time work in a black hole? And there's my answer." And then, like, she just leaves.
Yeah, I truly feel like when people ask questions in conversations, it's like, it's good for the conversation. Like, and like, also, if you want to include someone, make someone feel included in the conversation in that way, so they know what the hell you're talking about. Like, there's literally nothing wrong with what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Like, my heart sank for her, to be honest.
Stupid is such a mean thing to, like, say about someone.
Ow.
And now you're also adding the fact that they're saying it behind her back and the fact that her fiancé is included in it.
I really hated that.
It's not a matter of, like, what we think she should do. What would you do in this situation?
Yeah, like, because I wish she hadn't gone and hide in a bed for 3 days. Like, that's horrible. It must feel horrible. But I would sit her fiancé down and be like, hey, I just want you to know that I came into the house and I heard everything that you guys were saying about me. And it really hurt when your mom was saying these things. And it hurt even more that I heard you laughing and not sticking up for me. I would never do that to you. And just being like, what did I do to deserve such horrible things to be said about me? Like,
And
just say that. And I think seeing how he reacts will be very telling for the next step.
You know what's extra hurtful is that the sister kind of stood up for her a little bit.
Saying, like, I like
the,
it.
It was the wife.
It was one of the sister-in-laws was like, oh, you know, I think it's cute. It's like, so that almost, I think, makes it harder that her fiancé didn't defend her when one of the siblings already was kind of.
Right.
Because it's not like, oh, all of them were ganging up. It's like, it wasn't. You could have been like, no, I agree with her. It's cute.
Yeah.
And it's not stupid.
It also couldn't be, it kind of is telling of the environment too, where like someone is trying to kind of in a way defend this girl, but then the mother like shuts it down and goes, no, she's stupid. It's like, oh, okay, so we're just having no room for like accountability in this moment. We're just being
exactly. And especially if it was a sibling's wife who did it.
Yeah.
Clearly she has felt some bullying from the mom in the past.
Potentially.
But I agree with what you said. This is what she needs to do. Confront.
She has to talk to him.
She has to talk to him, man.
Yep. You can't. If she doesn't talk to him, that relationship's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might already be. Update.
Yay!
Oh my God, update!
Finally.
Here we go. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to people who reached out to answer my questions about black holes, snails, ducks, light bulbs, and other stuff.
Yay.
I would love to have you as my friends.
Aww.
For the other people who said I should just shut up, I don't really care if you find me annoying or hard to be around. I'm okay with that. I don't exist to please everyone. I'm just here for a good time. Have my own interests and learn. I didn't expect my post to gain so much attention, but I'm so grateful for the advice. Most of you told me to break up with him and at the very least confront him. So that's what I decided to do. You gave me a push and confidence to do it. But before I did that, I texted the wife of John's brother, the one who said she liked me asking questions. Mm-hmm. I asked if we can meet up for coffee. She said sure. We met, and I didn't see the point in pretending to her that I didn't hear their conversation. So after some small talk, I just said, I heard you all talking about me during the barbecue. She immediately got sad and said she felt embarrassed. She explained that it wasn't a joke, wasn't out of context, that it was just mean and hurtful. She said she's sorry for not defending me more, but I said that's okay and I understand. Mm. I told her that I don't blame her for anything and just wanted to make sure that I understood the situation and see it for what it really was. And it really was laughing at me behind my back, just bullying. At this point, I just had to confront John. In my last post, so many comments were saying that he will probably try gaslighting me, and you were right. We were having dinner together for the first time since the barbecue happened, because before I tried my best to avoid him. Yes, I know, not very mature of me, but other than you guys, I don't really have a strong support system. My family and best friends are hundreds of kilometers away. I only have two good friends here. I was so stressed, I thought I'm going to pass out. My legs were shaking and I was terrified because I knew deep down that this is the moment when my 5-year relationship goes down the drain.
Oof.
I looked him in the eyes and asked, how does the sun work? He looked confused. So I followed with, where should I put my fork? Why does nobody like me? At this point, realization hit him and he started nervously laughing. I said I was there and I heard him. After the initial shock passed, he got mad. He said it's rude to eavesdrop. I said it's rude to bully people. He tried telling me that it was just a joke, that it really was funny. I said that I didn't find it funny and went to the guest room to calm down. He started panicking. He was asking me to please talk to him. He was much more apologetic and said that he will be 100% honest with me. I asked if his mother made similar comments before the barbecue. He said yes. I asked him if he ever defended me. He said he tries to. I don't know if I believe him. He told me he loves me and respects me. I don't know if I believe it either. I said that I love him too, but I need a break. He's all I've ever known. He was my first and only partner. I have no outside perspective of this. I have no experience. I need a moment to think. I will be going to my friend's house for a while to think everything through. The apartment has his name on the lease anyway. After I gathered some of my things and left, he kept texting me nonstop. He tried calling, but I didn't respond. I was very hurt because he tried to belittle my feelings, and only later, when he realized that I might break up with him, started apologizing. The next day, I decided to give him another chance to explain himself, and I came back to the apartment. He seemed very sad and tired. He said that he told his mother that I overheard them. I said I don't care. It's his time to step up and show me that he cares. I'm not interested in an apology from his mother. I'm already done with her. I can't put up with this behavior and mocking me like we're in primary school. I saw a comment saying that probably her ego is hurting. I think it's true. She never got the chance or never had the desire to have an education. She is a very good homemaker, but outside of that, she doesn't have many interests of her own. If I ask her about making tomato soup, she'll be talking for 30 minutes lecturing me about adding enough sugar, but not too much. She will lecture anyone who is willing to listen. But anytime someone is talking about something she's not familiar with, she gets defensive and tries to imply that nobody cares about that. And if it's not relevant to her, it shouldn't be discussed. Once again, he tried telling me that I should relax because it was only a joke. And at this point, I had enough. I took off my ring and told him that this behavior is a joke and I can't be the punchline. I told him that I wish him and his family the best and to look in the mirror to check if they really are as superior as they think they are. I said I'm going to be back with my friends soon to pick up the rest of my stuff and to not contact me again unless it's about moving my things out. Sorry. And that's it. I'm done. Thank you all for the advice. Without you, I wouldn't have the confidence to leave this man. I know I deserve better. I can't be with someone who can't stand up for me, and I wouldn't be able to feel comfortable around his family. So I'm done with the relationship. I hope they will treat his next girlfriend better. Thank you again, Reddit, for advice.
Let's go.
Whoa, that was the fucking best.
Wow.
I'm like,
she's the smartest one of them all.
I want to go for a run.
Yeah, she sounds very smart. I get very frustrated. We sum up intelligence as like memorized knowledge.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, theories of like multiple intelligences. There's mm-hmm. many different kinds. You might know someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge memorized, but they might be extremely emotionally intelligent. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of different kinds. You know, even memory has been proven to be like a muscle that if you work, you can get really good at it mm-hmm. and memorize a lot more than you knew like a year before. Mm-hmm. So it's all fluid. But props to her, man. She really is, she does actually seem extremely smart.
Also, she showed so much intelligence when she made aware that the mom is a homemaker and just fights and bullies and defends when it's something that she doesn't know, something, a deep wound that the mom probably deals with. And it's like, that's real, that's sad, but the way she's handling it is just lashing out and projecting.
Her understanding of other people is far greater than this family's
completely
understanding
of other
people.
Yeah.
Update number two.
Whoa! Shut up!
Don't tell me.
She is the president of a country.
United States.
It's been some time since I posted the last time, so I thought I'm going to give you guys a small update because some people still keep messaging me. I appreciate all the kind words. So I got my own apartment now. I lived with my friend for a while, and she was an amazing support for me after the breakup, but now I have my own place closer to my university and work. Turns out my ex-fiance didn't tell his family that we broke up. I blocked them all except for the ex because we needed to keep in touch in order to get my stuff from the apartment that we shared. And nice sister-in-law. And a week after the breakup, she texted me and asked when I will come to the parents' house because everyone wants to apologize. I called her and said that we're no longer together and I don't really want their apology. She seemed shocked because my ex was telling them that we're fine. She just needs some time. Ex-sister-in-law told me that the family is still fighting over this whole ordeal and that the brothers are giving my ex a hard time about the situation. I told her nicely that I don't really want any updates. I like her, but I cannot put my energy towards following their every move. She told me she understands. I don't know what happened after that with them. I'm happy. I went on a date with a cute guy I met in a cafe, but I'm taking everything slow and I don't want to rush any relationship. I'm not ready because just 3 months ago I was planning a wedding and right now I'm single and focusing on studying and work. When I graduate, I want to adopt a kitten and that's my only goal in terms of any big commitment right now. I also enrolled in CS50 by Harvard X and I recommend you all try and learn something new today. If you have any questions, then feel free and ask. I will try to answer in the comments.
Oh my God.
I want to watch her movie. I want to watch her movie.
I love her.
At the end, it's the last drone shot. She's got like her raincoat on and she has an umbrella. And then she goes, I don't need this.
Yeah, and then
she puts my hair in an umbrella.
Yeah, and the drone goes into the tree.
And the drone goes into the tree. Guy, and the naked guy goes, oh, I gotta get it. And she goes, nice to meet you.
Do you think in the cafe she was talking to this or like bumped into this guy and he was just like, how do they make coffee beans?
And she was like, How does the sun work? Let's find out.
Oh my God. He was like, what do ducks eat?
And she's like, time, black hole? And she's like, wait a second.
He was like, You lost me.
She's like, totally.
I'm so proud of her. Because one thing that I'm thinking about is, like, everyone was like, it's just a joke. Like, and she was like, it's not funny. And the thing about being funny is it requires intelligence to be funny. It does. And they weren't being fucking funny. They're being lame. There's low-hanging fruit.
Write a better joke, mother-in-law.
That's right.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I love that. You're so right. In order to be funny, you have to be intelligent, and none of those family members are intelligent. Bye.
That's what they say. They say that people who are funny are the smartest people.
Okay. That's so crazy, because you are not funny. Ridiculousness.
I just love that she was like, I have nothing to lose. I can get the fuck out of here. She knew. She's like, I'm young. I'm still planning when I'm not locked in.
That's right.
Out, and she did.
She's going to adopt a kitten.
She's the smartest. She's the best of us.
That's right.
That's right.
We love you.
Kitty cat.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both for being here. This has been a blast. And thank you all for watching.
Weddings.
And remember, March 8th, we'll be doing Smosh Reads Reddit Stories live. Get your tickets at live.smosh.com and join us. It's going to be a great time.
Join us.
But we'll also see you next Saturday.
Get your pancakes out.
Get your pancakes out.